We are in Simin Nun Gimel. Let us just see the Sif Yotes. We're in the middle of Sif Yotes, so just let's see the lesson of the Mechaber again, and then we'll learn the Mishnah Berurah when we come to the Chelek that we did not learn yesterday. So the Mechaber says, Simin Nun Gimel Sif Yotes, Yesh Meinin Ger, Mili Yeshliach Tzibur. Others say a Ger cannot be Yeshliach Tzibur. They held because you cannot say Elikeya Beiseinu, you don't say Elikeya Beis Yisrael, Benitchu Divrayim, we don't paskin like this. They could say Elikeya Elikeya Beiseinu because Avram was of Hamayim Goyim. Afilu Yachid, now we're speaking about when the people of the city come to appoint a shliach tzibur kavua is so afilu yochid yochel la'akev, afilu a yochid can come and say he's not maskim v'loy ma'ini reitze sheploini yiachazu. We have learned yesterday already. This is not negeh bizmaneinu, but bizman chazal, the people who gave their opinions were honest people. They didn't mean samaz elushem achloikas. So if a yochid gave a legitimate reason that why he doesn't want this person to be a shliach tzibur, he has a right to do it because the tzilis are connected to tamidim, like the kol tzibur that Klal Yisrael brought. And the shatz is, he's makriv the tamidim. I don't want he should be makriv for me. He has these cheschoinus. Let us see Mishnah Berurah. He's not a balmidus. So memela a yochid, when we're on the stage of appointing a shatz kavua, a yochid can state his opinion that he doesn't want this person to be a shatz. If he has a legitimate time. But if when they made the appointment, he was masking that this person should be a shatz, now later he comes and he wants to change his mind after he was appointed, then he doesn't have the right to retract and what he was masking to before. And mitchila, let us see the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Nun Dalet. V'im kibluhu lizman. What is if this shatz was hired for a certain period of time? V'nishlam hazman, it was, let's say, hired for a year, and now the year ended. So now we're going to consider, should he be the shatz the next year? So that is not considered that, well, last year you were maskim, so now you can't change your mind. If he was only hired for a year, so this new year is a, now the deen is, should he be a shatz this year? So this is a new year, so now a person who was maskim last year can say, I don't want him to be, this is a new year and a new schiris. So he can say, I don't want him to be a shatz. Now, he brings a maise. Reuven shoy yishliach tzibur schir shona. Reuven was a shatz for a year. Vehishlim shnosoy, and he ended the year. And so let's say the year started with Rosh Hashanah. So he was hired last Rosh Hashanah. And the year ends the next Rosh Hashanah. Ve'hischil ispalo yomim mispa me'ashona chadosha. Now if no one seemed to speak about who's going to be the shatz the next year, so he davened yomim neroim. Yeah. Now, if he davened, no one said anything there. Or miktsas anoshim mocha b'bomom shekvar nishlam hashona shizkiru shenim reitzim reitziyot. After yomim neroim, they come and they say, listen, you only hired for a year. And we don't mind you now anymore. והשליח ציבור תואם שמייחש כבר הישראל לספלו ביומים נרואים. I mean, why did you wake up now? I started davening יומים נרואים, which is the next year, שהם השון החדושו, ולאי מי אנו בוי, they didn't say anything, שליועצה ישחיר שונו, so that shows that they're asking that he should be hired for the next year. So since he started davening, the next year, and by the davening, no one complained anything about it. So he says, Tafkilo, he was hired for the next year. And they should pay him. If they want, he was hired for the next year. Now, let's see the Gemara. Now, that what we said, that a Yochid could protest and say he doesn't want that this person should be the Shatz. So the Gemara says, this is next to the last line in the Gemara, and see if you test. Hagor v'dav kishi lo yisei Yochid tam hogun al pi toivei ha'ir. That means he gives a reason to those who are the Mamunim and the Tzolcha here, and he has a legitimate reason why he doesn't want that this person should be a Shatz. Avo Balaf Pochi, but if he doesn't have a legitimate reason, and a Yochid Yochalim Chis Peshlich Tzimbal, Thomas I don't like his looks, I mean, that he has to give a legitimate reason. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah that said Kodma Nei Toive here. Let's say she itziel lifneim eize inyan. He told them an inyan she b'shvil ze einay misratza boy. He gives a reason, a legitimate reason why he doesn't want this person to be a shatz. Kegoyin she ridoys of einam yisharim beinav. He's not a balmidas. So this person should be a shliach to be makriv. My kabonis. I mean, this person is not Ish Yosho. He's not a Balmides. So Memele, if he has such a taina, this is a legitimate taina. Uchahai Gavne, Abavaloi taina is psul, but he can't say he's posul, he's an avarian or other things. To bezel, ukulamid, yochid, yochalimchis, kozman, shalabira, kiesh, lochosh, lukomboi. But if Lemaisa, he says he's possible, so he has to bring Adam to this. He can't just say, I know. And this he has b'chlau no right to be Moichet. Now let's go further in the Gemara. The imhu, the last two words on Sifu test from the Gemara. The imhu Sinai. If the Shatz hates him. We'll see called the Mishibur. These two are Sanlam. Each one hates the other. They have a common feeling about one about the other. Each one hates the other one. Yochalim b'chais. So then he can be Moshe. That this Shatz should be my Baal Tfilah. He should have him for me if he hates me. So that's a legitimate taina. Koydim shiskim olav. That means if he wasn't maskim as yet, and now he can come and they have a meeting, so the shochet can say, I don't want him to be a shatz because he hates me. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sainai rotzolayma, sheyedua b'emes mikvar shein sainim zel lozeh. I mean, we know that. That is not a secret, that each one hates the other one. So then the Shochet can say, I don't want him to be a Shatz. A person who hates me, you can't make him my Shliach. But if, we don't know anything. These two people seem very friendly, and they say every time, good Shabbos, good morning, and everything. And all of a sudden, now when they came at this Shel to be appointed for a Shatz, he says, you know, he hates me. And this is a Chiddush that no one is aware of. So then he doesn't have the money. Lav kol kemineh. Fine. Kaidim Shehiskim Olav. So it means if this is the first time we're appointing this shas, so, and we know that this shas that the Reuven hates Shimon, and some Amela, so Shimon comes and says, I don't want him to be my shliach tzibbe because he does not have my interest in his mind, he hates me. So then he is entitled to give his he doesn't want him to be a shliach tzibbe. But that's so he can be moicher koydim she hiskim olav. It means if ready they were maskim, they appointed him for a shatz, and now he can't do anything. Finished. The he was appointed ready. Avolim nasa shayne l'shliach tzibur la'acha sheiskim olav. What happened? The scene was nischadish afterwards. He's a shatz and does. And then somehow there became a scene between the shliach tzibur and this person. Since he was appointed already, there's a problem here. We agree there's a problem. But since he was appointed already, he can't be moichen and say you should take a different shot. He was already appointed by the kehila. Ella, but this he can demand from the shliach tzibur. Ella shliach tzibur mechuyev loyme befeirish sheyoser akine meliboy v'yetziyano betfilos. The shliach tzibur has to say that what I don't like you. This is by the davening. This does not at all affect the davening. Perhaps when it comes to the to make a shidduch with your daughter, then I'll think about it twice, knowing who you are. But al kaponim by davening, my davening will not in any way be affected at the sina I have on you. But he's mechuyev to say this. Mechuyev loyme befeirish sheyoser akina milibo v'yetziyano, and he'll be meitim with the tefillah. Gam and im echaven shloyme hoitzi yasayne. But if he says no, I won't be meitzi you. Gam oyhavim loyotzu. So then, if he wants to be stubborn, he wants to say no, I won't be meitzi him. But I won't be meitzi him. So then. Davening in such a frame of mind not to be Moitzi Shimon, so then I got news for you. So no one will be Yaitse. If you don't even zinnin to be Yaitse Shimon, no one will be Yaitse. I'd like to explain for 1 minute. The Nita Gavriel in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah explains this halacha. The Gish also brings down the Pesach Obiyah, but he brings down the Nita Gavin Hilchas Rosh Hashanah Perit Tazvor Vayisbeis. He brings down as follows: the Sheminu Hakol Oisoi, when the Kol was Memane this person to be a Shatz. So the Minu was the appointment was Sheyitzi as Kol Hakol. That is the understanding. We hired you for a Shatz, and we want that you should be mighty everyone. That was the condition. We're hiring you for this purpose that you should be mighty the whole call. And if you'll be a neighbor, no, I won't be mighty him. You're not a shliach, period. Got news for you. So you're not a shliach of the tzibur. The tzibur hired you on this condition. And if Lemaisa, you are not following the conditions you were hired for, so you're not a shliach tzibur. So no one is yaitze. You are not a shliach of the tzibur. You were hired with certain conditions. So he says, I'm moyer de kezach. So that's a normal case. I mean, here we have the shatz has a personal reason why he doesn't want to be mighty the Shimon, he hates him, he doesn't want to bend backwards. No, I won't be mighty him. So then, you see, you're not a shliach of all of us. You were hired to be mighty the call. And if you're not mighty the old coast, you're not a shliach of any. So no one is yaitze with your tefillah. So that's, so he's not yaitze taket. But what is fakel? The Nita Gebir brings down a very interesting minig. There were some rabbonim of a kehila that they had a problem. They had a problem that the people who came to daven, let's say Rosh Hashanah, they were not properly dressed. The women weren't dressed properly. The men weren't dressed properly. It wasn't they weren't properly dressed. Fine. No, so after 20 drushes from the Rav, it didn't ring a bell. So they put up a sign. Whoever is not properly dressed, the shas is not moitzi him, the Baal Tekeh is not yoitzi him. And forget, we're hiring him on this condition. Don't be liberal. I'll be moitzi him. No. We're hiring you on this condition. They should only be moitzi the people who are properly dressed. So Mamela, if in such a case, it's moitzi, it's not good. That's the Rav of the Shul. That's his understanding. Yeah. He'll say whoever. But if that was the condition he was hired for, so then it's punk faker. So then that faker, he only can be mighty. That was, it seems, the only way that people could understand what we're talking about. So then they never got the message. But now they just found out. The boy said, you know, you'll come not properly dressed. He didn't hit Kiyo Shaifu, you want Yaitu with the Davni. You should just know that, that's all. Not sneezing to close. Yeah, that was talking about not sneezing to close. So I'm a Mela, so, and that Lemaisa, that has nothing to do with our halacha, because our halacha is, he was hired to be Maitzi everyone, and he doesn't want to be Maitzi everyone. So this is against the condition you are hired for, so you're not a shliach tzibur, so you're not mighty anyone. But if you were hired specifically only to be mighty these people, so forget, well, then there's no problem. Okay, shliach nachazoni lizoy bazed that she was intended to be mighty everyone. Kosev v'dakim meishet b'shem er zarua in shliach tzibur tzarech lahachnif la tzibur b'mili d'shmaye b'tzarech lechicham. That means even though shliach tzibur has to be merutza l'kol, that does not mean that if they're doing wrong things, he should be quiet. Because if he won't be quiet, they won't like him. They don't appreciate his rushes. So he says no. But when it comes to mili d'shmaye, he's mechuyis b'mechich them. Ach b'nyonei atzmoi, but his personal inyonim, yire lahavir amidoysa v'yov lakol uchdol kamei. But if it's his personal inyonim, there he should be mavir amidoysa, even though the other person is wrong and he's right. Don't shtel sich. Don't make an asik out of it. You should be mavir amidoysa. And then you'll be ov lakol. And then that's Agabal v'kazach. Zok the Ramo v'aita. Let's see further the Ramo. Umishu soinei l'shliach tzibur. Now here we're talking about the Baal Koire. The Baal Koire hates him. The Baal Koire hates him with a passion. Fine. So he hates him. So now they want to call him up in Parshas Kisovei by the Teicheche. They'll call him up by the Teicheche. And the Baal Koire be... with all this kavonis, mamish, whatever he wanted to say, it's saying, so layala the sefer teirik shekayri ateicheicha. So we have to know two things. Number one, we have to know if the Baal Koire is learning this and he thinks that he thinks that these klolos should go on this oile, it will work, it will be successful. So it's a sakonet to be oila, so he shouldn't be oila. Now we'll see exactly what he should do. Soine l'shliach tzibur, l'tzoloima. Kiven shu soine l'shatz, he hates the Baal Koire. Mistome ha-shatz gam ken ein e-yoyevoi. So mistome, Kikamayim upon him, lapon him. If he hates the shatz, the shatz hates him also. So this, they have one thing in common. Each one hates the other one. V'ulai, so now, yechavin shatz ha-koyrim ba-teichecho, neged ponov. So the shatz will say, we'll see. And he means him. He means, yeah. V'chash sakone iloy. It's a sakone. It's really a sakone. I came post that to meet Mesa. I feel the crew, loyale. That's what the loyale of the Sefer Torah. That means I feel that they called him. So it's a shayla of Sakonis Nafoshis. So he's not mechuyev to go up. That's what the Gemara says. Knesses Agdoy Lakosov. Now this is an Erzua. Knesses Agdoy Lakosov. The Yosef Torah Shayala. The Shikonis Loinis Bishvil Shemavasa Kveida Torah. That means this is a very touchy situation. Mitzad Echad, there's a reason he shouldn't go up, because if he goes up and then the Balkaiser will be Kaiser with Kabon on him, it's a Sakone. Leidach Gisa, they called up Yankel, Yamed Yankel Beberu, and he won't go up. So it's a bizarre into the Sefer Torah. So not to go up is also not pushing. So Knesset Gdei Lekosov, the Yosef Tev Sheyale, so bad he should go up, Mishikon is loinish b'shvil shumavar sekonet ha-teire. It means by not going up, you'll be a... You'll be a mavar kveid ha-teire. So memele, so it's better to go up. V'chein iskim agro. The Goyin also says, if they call you up, so the Sheyale is, I mean, which is the less of the two evils? You should go up, because by not going up, you may not have quite that time, which is a shrek. V'chein yiskim agav. V'chein kosm v'seif v'sharefayim v'zal u'shayin. It's a sharefayim, says like this. Tzok shei oz l'tzibur. The Balkaire should be beloved by the tzibur v'lei avom. He loves the tzibur. V'im ira. Shakira yesh loisin alechad meyatzibul. The Valkyrie hates one of the people in the tzibul. Mutal alaskan. So the gabay should make shush loyitzav alikri lozela parshus atechechem neshus akone. So the gabay has to be tactful. He should not call up this person. Ve'im yaydei shakira yisaynoi. So that would be a smart gabbai. If he have a smart gabbai, so he'll know he won't call up this person. But what is, now this person alone, he doesn't know how smart the gabbai is. But he knows one thing. Maybe the gabbai will call him up of all things. So the Shari Ephraim says, Yetze ben gavru le gavru mi beis ha-knesses. So as soon as we write about the previous aliyah ends, he goes out of shul. Ad she yikru achel. So now the gabi will say, Yamed, to look around, so you see Yankel isn't here, so call up someone else. And then after they call up someone else, Yikonis achakach. Then we go and that's the most tactful anhoge to do. So he made sure that he won't be called up and finished, and there's no bizoyim of Sefer Torah because they won't call him up. V'im lo yotza, but what if he didn't do this? Ukru, they called him up. So now what did he do? So the Shah Ephraim says, Yale. Ki v'nchu miskaven v'shem kveid ha-teire. The reason he's going up, he realizes that it could be a sakone. To be able to this kriya, but leidach kisa by not going up, to felt and cover that area, is then we have a cloud. Shema mitzvah leyeda davaro. So he's doing. We have the shmirah from the Rabbein Yishlam. If you're doing it l'shem mitzvah, nothing will happen. For also lakayrei lachshay b'shas kriyose in yikolo v'necha shemod. Now the bakayrei is not allowed to b'chval think of a klola of a certain person, ayin shom. Because of his chesham, dachl magnavom yale b'dievdim k'ru, that means this din, if he was there, he should go up. Fine. Now, sifcho. Im echad reitze leima tfile bishvil ovid. It's a very naegedike halacha. Someone is a novel. He wants a daven for the omid. Because it's a ili nishama for the nifter, for some davens, take him out of Gehenim. So he wants to daven. We're talking about, now we're not speaking about tefillah kavua. We're talking about who should daven now shachar. Reuven wants to daven shachar because he's a novel. So he wants to begin him. Lili nishma soviv. Ve'echad reitze loyme b'shvilachen. And the nishma wants to daven. He's not a novel. But he also wants to daven. So now, who should daven for the Yomit? Yeah, Reuven is coming, he's an oval. And this is Eli Neshama for those. And Shimon also wants a daven with a different cheshbon. No, we're not talking about an oval, we're talking about an oval and someone else that's not an oval. So it isn't like this. Whoever the call wants to daven, that's the one that daven. He can't come as well. My father made me a shot. The minute he died, he made me for shot. He didn't make you anything. Your father is nifter, and he needs tefillah. That's true. But that should be machia, that you should be the baal tefillah. If the call does not want you to daven for any reason, they have a right to say, that they want Shimon to daven. And there's no, and Reuven has no way to force them that he should daven. Let's see the Mishnah below. Bishvil Ovid, Perek Shemesh Ovid. V'roitzer l'ispalo, k'derech ha'velem, he wants to daven like a novel daven. Ki t'vile hi yoyse mitzvah me'amiras kaddish. He accomplishes more through davening for the Yom than by saying kaddish. So this decision, who should daven for the omid, should be decided by the kol or the mamunim and the kehillim. Hatam, the davke kaddish yocholaymer bishvil aviv. Kaddish, he can say, when reshus miyada kol itchoyz, you want to say kaddish, when you're entitled to say kaddish. But here you're davening, you're our shliach. We don't want you. We don't want you to daven. Linyazel gamkein kemoi b'shliach tzibo. Shein yochid moicha kadei shliach ba'machloikis. That means, so memele, l'maisa, we said, even though meyikar adin, in order to avoid machlokes, it is not up to a yochid. There is memunim who decide who should be the baal tefillah. So who the memunah, the kol is, and if the memunah holds, the tefillah will be more choshe with a bigger service. If Shimon will daven, who's not a novel, Elohim of the tzibur, or the people who are, they were chosen to decide who should daven, which k'savna b'shem l'choymi. Now, yesh mekoymes, now there are certain places, but this is perhaps a little uncomfortable that the roiv of the tzibur says, we don't want you to daven. So this will bring a pleasant feeling between this oval and the rest of the tzibur, which is about kaponim, they have a right to do it. Yesh mekaymis are places that do not have this problem. Sheyesh lam takone beveis haknesu sheim enichim la'ovo l'ispalu kol ha'shvulif ne'etevikim l'shliach tziba ha'kabu ha'shalem. They made a takone. This is the takone in our shul. An ovo does not daven for the yomit. We have about tzilek kabu who will always daven for the yomit. They made such a takone. Ein litchais atakon. So the emerson, this takon somehow could very well do injustice to the oval. I mean, you have a novel which is a choshev about tefillah and does. We made a takon, a novel doesn't. That we have are about tefillah kavua, he's going to daven. So sometimes it does injustice to the other. But we can't go sometimes. I mean, if we're going to start going each time, and so this other says he is good and I'm not. So they made this takone. So this takone is a good takone. That means so we ensured that al kaponim we will never be forced to accept a Baal Tefillah who, in our eyes, is not going to be a Baal Tefillah. The nas is this a litches a takone. It's a good takone. Let's just finish this Yivkotna, we'll see. Venas is the reason the Sakona was made, mitnei amoratsis. The amoratsis, sheinem yoidim u'mevinim abroches v'atvilu. They don't know what to say. V'aymrim tois v'ikis ilusis. So their whole davening is a zilzul. So this takone that was made makes a lot of sense. And even though it will do injustice perhaps to an oval which is a good Baal Tefillah, but we couldn't make it differently. So if there's such a takone, you avoided problems. Okay. But what if there's no takon? We don't have any takon. It's not written in the takonis of the shul. So let's speak lemaise. Mitzvah lakol laniach lo avolis palo. And you should let him daven. That means if lemaise he can properly daven, you should let him daven. Shunachas ruach lemeis umatzila midini shel kehenim. You have to understand where this is. Is we're doing a chesed shalemis. Oh, me you vadek sheyochel achtech oisi sechadoy mainly is pal of Naomi. If he can't daven, forget about it. But if he could daven, perhaps we would enjoy perhaps a better Baal Tefillah. And that, if there was no takone, so you have to know this is also so this also was a chesed. So I'm letting him daven. This is I'm doing a chesed to the mei. So this tefillah, you're doing a chesed with this tefillah. So even though perhaps it's not so ideal, but it's ideal because you're doing a chesed to the mei. So this is also a sibbe that you should let him daven. Now, I remember I once heard a Murdik Ipsak from the Roshiva Rabbi Yankee, Mr. Chayna Levroche. I daven in the man, I daven the Beis Medrash Elyon, and the davening, the Yontif, the Kid davening, was a very Yishmaki davening. Now, the Beis Tefillah was built. This was the beginning when they first made Beis Tefillah. There was a small minion there. So they were always much ahead of where Beis Medrash Elyon was in the davening. And they didn't have any koyim. So they sent a shliach to me. I should come in, middle of Kiryas HaTorah, middle of Dos, and Daven Musaf there. And I should come in and duchen. And it bothered me, like it says, I have to hear such a geschmack. And davening, I'm used to this davening. The nusach of the Beis Tefillah was not the nusach I was struggling. So, but they called me. So I said, yes, Rav Shiva, Rabbi Yankev, what should I do? So Rabbi Yankev said, you should go there. You're doing a chesed with the tzibur. You're doing a chesed. So that's mamish this din over here. That means yev cheshbayin is you know better here al kapona, but you're doing a chesed with the tzibur. You should go there, but they should have a coin to do. So this is mamish what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. That means this oval, he knows how to daven. He doesn't maybe the nusach is not too good, but al kapona he knows how to daven. So the oilam shtertzich they would like someone else to daven. Well, Kaponim, he should know, he should, if he can daven, so there's a cheshbon you're doing a chesed shalemes, by letting him daven. whatever, yeah. For me, you might die. But if he can't daven, so I'm really spoiled. Kosev amogen avrom. Now, they're very interesting halachas. Im yesh avol umoyel. Now, we'll try to appreciate this halacha. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Yeredeya. It's brought down Yeredeya. The minig is that the moyel davens for the omet. We don't have this minig bizmaneinu, but our kaponim, the Ramah had such a minig. What? Yeah, when there's a bris, or the moyel, yeah, 100%. Yeah. No, it's called the moyel, yeah. So our kaponim, when there's a bris in the shul, the moyel should daven. The Ramah brings down what's the makor of this, that the moyel should daven for the omet. Reimer mois keil begroinam v'chere pifiyos v'yodom. When they have a chere pifiyos, they have a knife in their hands, they're going to make a milah. Reimer mois keil begroinam. They should be misspelled. That's what the Ramah brings down. The Shach does not like this at all. Our kaponim, this is a Ramah. I just would like to say, the Shach holds. There's no such halach. Abul Kaponim will see the Mishabura Paskins, but this Ramah. I just like to mention a few other reasons that there's a hiddur that the Moyel should daven for the Yomit. Others say, Mila is Rosh Tevis, Moyel Yored Lifnei HaTeve. So that you have a Rosh Tevis, that the Moyel should be the Baal Tefillin. That's one thing. The Matei Moshe says, he says like this, that the Emerson, the Zemurdeke Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says they didn't call the when they told Ashatz to go up to the Yomid, they said, go and be Makrav Kobonis, a Yerushalmi. Go and be Makrav Kobonis. And so the Yerushalmi says, why? Because Tfilis Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, or Tfilis are Keneged the Korban Tomit. And the person who is the Shatz, he's Makrib the Korban Tomit. So the Matei Moshe says, so if you have a Shatz, that he's Makrib another Korban also, Amil is also like a Korban. It says that the Shatz, he's like the Makrib, is the Yerushalmi, the father says he's Makrib a Korban. This is a Korban. So he says, a shat that is being makir of two kabonas, like one kabon bepoil, he's a very mahudadik shat. So that's a second reason why the moyel should daven. A third reason, others say a very interesting reason, someone says like this, that the emerson, when there's a bris in the shul, you don't say tachne. Why do you say tachne? Because it's a shtikl yomtev. So he says, no, a yomtev, Abu doesn't daven for the yomtev. So the meilah starts there with the meilah shedamen. That means it's the oval, the whole precedence of the oval is because an oval daven for the, but it's yomtiv. Yomtiv you don't daven. Very interesting. So the meilah, and others bring that goal, according to this, bring the goal, a very interesting halacha. That what is if the meilah is an oval, and the Shabbos, and he says a brisah and Shabbos al kaponim. So he should daven because there's no din of a novel not. Okay, that so yon they bring down this din. Anyway, so let's just so yesh ovul a moil, nitra ovul min atula machmas a moil. Because there's an Indian each day to daven, but the moil takes precedence. The yayim shemeis by ove ve'imoy shekeir in yotzei. But what is this? Is one day in the year that he has to daven. This is the yahrzeit of his parents. Doiche la moyel v'lovel. So then a yahrzeit is doiche the moyel. I mean, this is one day in the year that that's a time of the nifkas. He's doiche an ovel, who's in the yud beis chaydish, and the moyel. V'chol ze she'ein ha'kol makpid amalsa. The kol is not makpid. Avo yesh, we should have the kol ifchalem yishil. So again, if the kol has preference, who to be the Hu yoyma, ubetfilas mayrev, shu eine keneged midim, ra keneged eivorim uptorim. So memele, efshir, so memele, so, by Shachas and Mincha, which is connected to meet them. So we can choose who our makriv should be our tefillah. That Shachas and Mincha above Ma'ariv. Efshad and Tzorich das Ba'ilim and Akol Yichem Lakim Lavel Ispal of Ma'ariv. The mitzvah she ispal mishem eisle yovavim. In the kombok and vadei and lis koite bishvil shum mitzvah ima tzibur. We should not make any machloikas out of it. V'chidol kamei b'siv kotten samachay. They just say over a ma'ase that once, I think, Rabbi Shlomo Salanter had yahrzeit and someone else had yahrzeit. So Rabbi Shlomo Salanter said that person should daven. So someone had over them, Shlomo had yahrzeit. He said, well, this is the biggest nachas ruach for my parents that I can do, that I'm not making a machloikis. I'm doing a chesed to another yid. So this is the schus. The schus is not necessarily have to be to daven. The schus can be that I'm a neya machloikis. So that's the biggest schus.